Hi, gorgeous girly whirlies. Hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Welcome to...
Your cue.
All right. So annoying, but it's fun.
It is fun.
It's cute.
How you doing? Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Sam Bay.
This week on out like a week after, but...
Yeah, but
hope everyone
had
a good
recording.
International Women's
Thank
Day.
You, darling. Did you text your
nope.
women... Lady,
nope.
I was gonna say lady friends, not your lady friends.
On my side house.
Your mum and your sister, not the side house.
I'm gonna ring my mum after this.
Oh,
well, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. No, do you know what? We're gonna see her on Sunday. No. I'll text her today.
No, you'll ring her. Your sister Larry, you always ring Shibby. Such
yeah.
a mummy's boy, but in a cute way. I don't mean that. No, it's a very sweet mummy's
yeah,
boy.
I ring my mum every day.
Yeah, you're so sweet. So we will see Shibby for Mother's Day. We'll also see Madre.
Yeah,
we'll do something cute.
Yeah,
I have to double team, tag team. Because I want to, like, because Shivy's like a mum to me, so I have to see Shivy, and then Madre's like a mum to you, so you have to see Madre.
Yeah.
You know, we don't separate on Mother's Day.
No.
We do it together.
Yeah.
And I also want to, oh my God, I want to shout out my little Nina for her first pregnant Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, happy
Yay,
Mother's Day,
happy
Nina.
Mother's Day, Nina. And she's due in April, which is so exciting. But anyway.
Is she?
I know, and we'll be away. Anyway.
You,
and shout out to any of the new mummies out there, if you're pregnant or you've just had your newborn baby, or also happy Mother's Day to anyone who is grieving, or you know, maybe it's a really tough day for you. We
yeah.
are sending you so much love and hugs. Okay, it can be a very tough day, so we love you. We love all the girly whirlies. Okay, so catch up, darling. I did tell the girls we were in Ashford Castle. Did we love Ashford Castle?
Ashford Castle was great.
It was so divine.
Yeah, we got looked after really well.
Oh my God, they were just the most amazing people. Sam was in his dinner jacket for dinner.
It was
so bougie.
Yeah.
Like you have to wear a dinner jacket for dinner.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in if not. We had such a gorgeous time.
Yeah,
we went
great,
to the spa.
Man.
That was your first massage.
That was my first, like that type of massage.
Like a
sports massage.
Like a spa massage.
Yeah.
You looked so cute in your robe.
I fell asleep.
You did fall asleep during the
woke myself up.
That's gas.
Snore.
Did she have? Oh, you woke yourself up with a snore.
I think so.
I
yeah.
didn't hear that.
Okay, and then it must have just been for me. But there was something, and then, yeah.
Was she whispering? You know, sometimes they whisper to wake you up.
Yeah, she like, it was funny. Like, so when she came in to get me, like, she was only a tiny little thing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the size of Sam.
Like, I was 6'5", and
like,
I was like,
you,
you're
like,
not
I was thinking
like,
they'd have a muscle man
she
to
got
massage
in there.
You. No, she was a small gal.
She
was obviously
me.
Very strong. My gal was an angel as well. My
yeah, they
God,
were great.
They,
no,
it was fabulous. Yeah. So we had a gorgeous little time. And now we're having a very chill March because we were going to Sydney in April. We're
yeah,
so
we're getting our shit together.
Are we going to like want to move over, do you think? Do you think we're going to want to live there?
I don't know. That's what everyone keeps saying to
yeah,
me. They're like, you're
I know.
Not coming back.
I know. Everyone seems to say
no,
that.
No,
well.
I think it's too far away.
I think it's too far away, but I think we're going to fall in love with the lifestyle. I think we're going to fall in love with the
yeah,
really early mornings.
Sure.
Like everyone's like having breakfast at 6 a.m. after they've done like a swim and a jog at like 4 a.m. That's
okay.
wild.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
I'd like to think I'll be doing
There's
it.
There's no fucking chance you're getting up at that time.
I'll be getting up at 6. I'd like to
That's
be getting
bullshit.
Up at 6. I'd like to be getting
bullshit.
Up at 6.
Bullshit. No one needs to get up at 6 a.m. if unless you're going to
In
work.
Sydney I would.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get some gym sessions in. We're gonna do
I wanna find a Pilates. Yeah, girlies,
Pilates.
Any Aussies out there, or the Irish in Aussie, there's always so many Irish in Australia. Where will I get my nails done, and where will I go for Pilates in Sydney? Please tell me. Lucy will tell me all this, but I do want a few people's opinions. Please give me your Sydney recommendations, okay?
It's a cool way you can do that. I can't be like, oh yeah, let us know good barbers.
What happens, babe?
Yeah, any boyfriends out there?
Yeah.
Any girly whirlies with a boyfriend out
yeah.
there? Fresh fade.
Don't act like you won't get some recommendations.
Okay, but let's see if I get a recommendation.
Yeah. Okay, girly worries. Prove Sam Bay
wrong. Prove Sam
wrong.
Bay wrong.
And we want a barber recommendation for Sam Bay. Anything else?
Has
a gym?
Has to be a good barber.
Do you want like a muscle man gym?
Well, we're going to be training together, so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want like a muscle
I'm
man
sure Dave
gym.
Will give us a.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucy and Dave.
Lucy and Dave got gym.
Okay. We'll
but so yeah, I want to see. Like,
you
no
want a barber
thing.
Recommendation? I want a nail recommendation.
Yeah, I want
please,
a good barber.
And I want a Pilates.
This, like,
yeah, no, you. We want good. We want the good shit. Okay, girlies.
Gonna get tattoos over there.
Are we? Oh my God, my family. Okay, so my siblings all have tattoos. Obviously, Sam has tattoos. My mum got a tattoo. My mum now has two tattoos. Madre has tattoos. Two tattoos in her arm. Madre is 5 foot nothing, tiny little thing with two tattoos in her arm. It's iconic. And they made her. They didn't make her do it. Like they were just.
They
like,
got matching.
She was just like living La Vida Loca when she went over to Sydney at twice. So each trip she's gone, she's come back. So she has a Rolo. One of them's a Rolo because she loves Rolos, and the other one is like the little rock star. Hand.
No, it's like the
or like
surfer
the
sign.
Yeah. What do they say?
Yeah,
it's, you know what I mean,
girls. Zac Efron always does it.
Yeah, it's the Aussie like thumb and pinky, yeah, whatever. And then my brother texts me, he's like, so what tattoo are you getting while you're here? I was like, Robert.
I'm going to have to get one over there. Definitely.
Robert. What does Taylor Lee Keating say? You know, the girl I love. Robert. You know her. Oh my God, I love her so much. Yeah, my brother Robert was like, what tattoo are you going to get? I was like, babe. And I replied with a smiley face, like the sarcastic smiley face. He was like, not bad.
I might get your name tattooed on me over there.
Oh, you say it every time. You're so full of shit. Yeah. You know what? I don't want my name on you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't want my name on you. You know what? I only want my name on you because you're so covered in tattoos. Like, if you didn't have tattoos, I'd be like, nah, don't put my name on you. But, like, you're covered anyway. So why not throw...
Yeah, no, yeah,
why not throw her on there, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine you put it just above your arse crack. That'd be funny. Sambe, would you like to do our...
Yeah, shout out Naked Fashion. Thank you for sponsoring it. Check the links down below for up-to-date deals and sales on Sophie Murray's collection.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yeah, plug that collection. Thanks, babe.
Plug that shit.
Didn't actually even tell him to do that. But thank you, Naked. We love you so much.
Thanks, Naked. Love you guys.
Make sure to shop Naked Fashion, especially for springtime outfits. I'm so excited for spring fashion. Sambe, you have said you're not wearing shorts in Australia. You're not a shorts guy.
Literally did not say that. Wow.
You said you wouldn't to the wedding.
I said I'm not wearing shorts to a wedding.
Yeah, fair.
We're going for 4 weeks. I think I'm going to wear shorts.
But are you going to be sweating on the beach in the wedding?
No, my slacks are very thin. Linen light.
Oh, lovely.
Not
linen, linen's,
but they're like
linen's
really
kind
light.
Of the vibe.
I'm going to get a linen shirt.
Linen's the vibe. Okay.
I actually need to get new runners. Do you know what's great?
What's great, babe?
I mean, you just experience it in the car. It's like finding a fiver, except I found a lot more.
Yeah.
So I got a one for all for a Christmas bonus.
Slay.
And we went...
Not from the Girly Woody show.
Not from the fucking Girly Woody show, that's for sure. And we did a bit of Christmas shopping on it. I got a few bits. Yeah. I got like whatever on it. And then, you know when you just forget about a one for all card.
Totally.
And then you were like, Mikhail, check how much is on that.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be like...
I genuinely was thinking maybe 50 euro
50 left, to 100?
Because you did do a good bit of shopping on it.
It's fucking 430 quid.
He's got a good bit of cash, girls. So
man's
I asked...
Man's going to get a new pair of shoes.
No, I asked, what are you buying me?
McDonald's.
Oh, slay. I kind of thought like a YSL bag.
For 400 euro?
No, that would just go towards it.
Towards it, of course.
Because
I also have
a Brown Thomas voucher from Madrid.
No, I won't be getting anything. I'm going to buy a pair of shoes. No, I'm going to get a pair of runners and then you can have the rest of it.
Slay! So your runners are like a fiver, so...
Yeah, 250.
Perfect. Pennies? Perfect! Yeah. That's the runners you wanted. You didn't want like Nike Air Force or anything, didn't you?
No.
No, you didn't want the white.
I'm going to get a pair of shoes that I could go big and get like... Do Brown Thomas take one for us?
Yeah.
Oh, there's awful runners.
That's why I want YSL.
No, I think you should fuck off for a minute. There's like nice runners for like 400 quid and Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I know.
Right, we'll talk about it after. Go on. So.
Okay, so girlies, we have to apologise. We're very sorry. I was saying in my Just Us Girls episode, February was mad and I did make a few boo-boos. One, your QRA went up a day late. I'm very sorry about that. And then your QRA went up a few days late because what happened was we had a great time filming or recording.
That's this one that's going up late.
Is it this one?
Because it's supposed to go up on Thursday.
It's so confusing. But anyway, we recorded an episode and then the poor Girly Whirly then emailed. We obviously were talking about someone's dilemma and then the Girly Whirly emailed and was like, actually, I'm really sorry, but can I retract my story? Which is so fair.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a very honest story time. And like,
really, it's your fault for picking that one.
It's a me problem.
It's you problem.
So we had to cancel that. That episode is in the bin, so we're like kind of behind and like trying to catch up, but it's because we would never do that to the Girly Whirlies. Spill your secrets, absolutely, but if you were to then, sorry, maybe don't spill your secrets anymore if you're going to retract it. Maybe let's just disclaimer, like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, because we don't want to record another episode. Yeah. Then after this year. We respect her.
So it's no problem at all.
Don't do it again.
But maybe no, in the future, girlies, if you're writing to us, just feel confident in us talking about the story. Not that like no one would have known anything. But
no,
I
understand that,
like losing sleep, thinking, fuck, like what if someone cops that was me? No. So I totally get that. Okay, so that was. Anyway, we apologise for our technical delays, okay? We're very sorry, Girly Whirlies, but you will not be missing an episode. Everything will catch up, okay? So, moving on. Today's poll is, I put this up on Insta. If they're always flirting with that one person on a night out, is that considered cheating? And then the options were, yes, that's cheating, or it's not cheating, it's just disrespectful.
Mm.
What do you think the votes are?
Give me the percentages and I'll tell you which one is which.
One is, okay, one is 63%.
That's
and one,
a cheating one.
Yeah, and 37% not cheating, just disrespectful.
Yeah.
So my opinion on this is I wouldn't call it cheating. Like, I wouldn't be like, he's cheating on me.
Yeah.
Or he's a cheater. I wouldn't say that. I don't think I would call it cheating, but it's downright disrespectful and like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Is how I feel on that.
Yeah.
But then I do think there is emotional cheating. And so like, if there's like texting involved, or like if you're like, That's cheating. I do, like, I don't think just sleeping with someone or just kissing someone
no,
is cheating.
No, there's levels to it, yeah.
There's definitely levels to...
Yeah, you're crossing a line.
Yeah, a boundary, a line, and it's a big respect thing, I think. Did you expect that that's what the girls would say? Was yes, that's cheating?
Yeah, probably, because people would take it that way. But I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
But, like, it is. It's
upright fucking
But it's
disrespect.
Emotional, like, it depends on how serious.
It's fucked up.
It is, it's so bad. Just pull the plug, man. I think if you're like that, like, in my last relationship, was broaching that subject of emotional cheating, if you want to call it that. Like, nothing was ever done, but, like... It was a bit flirty and stuff.
You didn't, what's the word?
Didn't shut it down, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were getting attention and you didn't shut it down, is what you're saying.
I was very young, like, 20 or something. But yeah, no, and it's not good. And then you kind of, like, you feel like a dick after. And, you know, it's just better to respect all parties and sack it off. Because I think if, like, now I wouldn't even be... not willing to flirt with someone, like, it wouldn't even cross my mind.
No,
now. Do you know
same.
What I mean with you? And it's just when you find the person, it just, you just don't.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're doing it, there's a reason why you're doing it. So maybe you need to be single and maybe you need to have fun. And
yes, I do agree. Okay, let's talk about it from the two different sides. So let's talk about it as if we're the one who is flirting and, like, why are we flirting?
Yeah.
And let's also look at it as if, okay, say if the other person... Let's first talk about it. Say a gal is like, my boyfriend is always flirting with this one girl. What do I do? I kind of don't know how I'd broach it if you were always flirting with this one. Okay, let's say you're always flirting with this. Laura. Laura's always our name. Love you, Laura. Say if you are always flirting with Laura. We're using the name Laura. It doesn't really matter. This isn't like
it doesn't
my
have to be
best,
your best friend.
Friend.
No, it's just someone you know.
Just like someone that we both know.
Yeah, it could
and
be
maybe say we're like in a group together, or you're in college together, or you're in whatever together, and you go out, and I notice that you're always spending the night with her, or like I leave the party and you stay on, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know what I'd want to do with that.
You'd say something.
I would absolutely say it to you. But I'd also feel like a fucking mug having to say it. I think I'd be so annoyed having to be like, can you stop flirting with someone?
Yeah.
Like, that in itself would really fucking piss me off. It's like having to ask.
Yeah.
I'd be fuming.
Yeah, it's just something you shouldn't do. But if you're doing... Like, I just see it from, like, if the person's doing it. Like, I was... Like, I knew that I wasn't meant to be in that relationship. Like, we both knew. We were young, like, do you know what I mean? And we just kind of kept going on. And it's one of those things that you need to just kind of look at and be honest and say, like, who's this for? Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, why are you doing... You're holding on to something. If you're acting a certain way... I think if you're acting like that, you need to be single. You need to be...
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
I think if I was going out and I was flirting with someone all the time...
There's a reason for it. Like, subconsciously or whatever.
I would,
like,
need to be reflecting on why... Like, am I not fully fulfilled?
Yeah, yeah.
In my relationship? Yeah. Like, am I not happy? Why is it? And, like, I'm not, like, I don't know if my advice would be, like, break up with your boyfriend and, like, da-da-da. But I think there is an element of, like, you kind of need to figure out why you're not fully satisfied. Because if you're fully satisfied, you're not flirting with someone else. You're not looking at someone else. You don't want attention from someone else.
Yeah.
It is human to enjoy attention from someone
else.
Of course,
else. It is human. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. I would never, like... want someone beating themselves up because they like liked a bit of attention. But I think, yeah, I think if you're going out and like flirting with someone, and someone in particular, if you're flirting with anyone and everyone, there's something there that you're definitely like maybe just not a person that wants to be with one person and one person only. That's another thing. But if it's kind of like a little small obsession with someone else, or is it just the like you like what you can't have, and like, but then what if you break up with your boyfriend because you and then it's like, I didn't actually want him. It was just the fact that...
But I think like that is true, that like people want a bit strange or whatever it's called. But I think that when you meet the person that you're meant to be with, it just won't cross you. I just don't think that if you're with someone and you... I feel like that, like when I go out, like it doesn't cross my mind.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Same with you, I hope. But like... if you have them feelings, then...
Sorry, the way I was just silent there.
I know, yeah. But the way... if you have them
can
feelings...
confirm, yes,
do you know
darling,
what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's...
Yeah. It
like, you're
going
to have... you're not going to have them with the right person, is what I'm saying. I don't think.
Say that again?
Like, I don't think that you'll want to flirt with people if you're with
the right person. If you're with...
I
do agree.
So, the way you said there, like, if you break up... like, you're probably always going to be like, fuck, I don't really want that person because... but it doesn't mean that the person you're with is the right person because you're willing to.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wild one. But we don't have... you see, it's funny. We'll probably get story times on this now that we've discussed it.
Yeah.
Which we can then tell in the next week. But we do have a cute little update.
Okay.
So it's titled The Ross and Rachel Girl. So remember our discussion. She said, just listened to your podcast and wanted to update you. Sorry, we probably need to remind the girls just in case. So this was The Ross and Rachel Girl is basically she was broken up with and she was heartbroken and she didn't really believe him that
he
had fallen out of love. But the reason we're calling her and she's saying The Ross and Rachel Girl was because in the past
they had
a Ross and Rachel. Moment and they'd gotten back together.
Okay.
And they'd gotten back together and then again he breaks up with her and she was so upset because she was like ready to move in with them and move out of her like sociable family home, and he broke up with her and she didn't really believe that he had fallen out of love with her because she just wasn't getting the vibe or the signs. So this is the update. So the Ross and Rachel girl, just listened to your podcast and wanted to update you. I'm thriving at the moment and have never loved myself more. Been on 2 dates and living my best life.
Well done.
When I first listened to the episode, I screamed as I was in the pits of the breakup, but I'm so happy it happened as I was about to move in with somebody that I honestly didn't know, as after the breakup he showed his true colours on how he felt about me the last few months, which low-key broke me that somebody I loved could talk about me like that. Oh my god, that's really sad. But anyway, thank you and Sambe for the advice, I really appreciate it. By the way, he slept with the girl 4 hours after we broke up, lol, young and delulu.
Wow.
Oh my god, this is such a strong and great message for any of the girlies that are going through a breakup and like thinking he's made the wrong decision and like wanting to change his mind. I swear to fucking god, when they break up with you, it's a blessing in disguise. I know it doesn't feel like that, but it's the best thing they'll ever do for you is break your heart. Like, I'm so glad that my heart was broken in the past because they did me so much good. Like, honestly, it's like, thank you, next. Like, it's so great. Like, and I'm so happy to hear that you're living your best life.
Yeah, well done, man. Getting them dates.
I'm such a believer that everyone fucking shows their true colors. Like, you don't need to badmouth someone. You don't need to fucking get it out of them. You don't need to bash the truth out of them. Their true colors will
always
fucking show.
Yeah.
And I said last week, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me. Karma fucking serves the world, and karma will be good to you if you're a good person and you just let that person be a fucker. Fuck them.
Yeah, my good energy
karma
comes back
hits.
To it. So fuck
karma
that.
Fucking hits. He showed his true colors. I bet you he's a shit person. No, I'm sorry.
Probably is a shit person, but like,
I get upset when someone's upset the girlies. So we love that update. I'm so happy for you, darling, and thank you for writing into us.
We love getting updates,
and such a positive, fabulous update. We're so happy for you, and go slay! What a slay queen! I'm so proud of you, and we love to hear that. And thank you for inspiring the other girly girlies to hopefully keep slaying, and they'll get over their breakup, and they'll find the best version of themselves, and they'll find a much better person.
Yeah, man, everything's gonna work out.
We love that for you.
Yeah, well done.
So, darling, today's your QRA. Will I read it out to you? Your QRA. So it is captioned "Breakup sad face. Oh. And then anonymous, please. Girlies, it's always anonymous. I will never out you on here. We will never out you on the podcast. It is always anonymous, okay? So it does say Sophia and Sam. I think it might be a typo, but I kind of love the name Sophia anyway.
So your name's Sophie.
That's cute. Hey, Sophia and Sam.
Your name's Sophie.
Love that. It's probably a typo, but listen.
I know, but your name's Sophie. Is it with a P or an F?
P-H-I-A.
Okay, so it probably is a typo.
Yeah.
Sophia's an F, isn't it? Or can you do... Is there an S-O-P-H-I-A?
Sophia Richie is F, I think. But yeah, you can do P-H-I-A, yeah. Okay, anyway. I feel so lost at the moment after I've been broken up with after a 4-year relationship. There was nothing major that made this happen, but he simply had to be honest and told me he didn't love me the same way anymore. And I felt so blindsided by it. I know it wasn't an easy decision for him as he cried with me and told me how much he hated to be the one to cause me so much pain. Deep down, I know it was a conversation we were both avoiding because neither of us knew what we wanted to do in the future. He was the one person I felt I could talk to about anything, and he's helped me through so much mentally. I've become good friends with many of his friends and don't want to lose them as well as who I thought I would live happily ever after with. I feel like a lack of good friends around me and don't have a core group of good girlfriends. So now that I've lost my best friend, I don't know how to cope without him. I know the best thing I can do now is, like you said in last week's pod to another girl, is take it for face value and focus on me. I know texting will only push him away, but I genuinely just don't know who else to go to anymore. He is such a big part of my life and I just don't know what to do with myself next. And I feel so sad that I feel like that. I keep convincing myself that it's fine and I can't control the situation, but I don't believe myself. Love you guys lots. Kiss, kiss. Oh my God, that absolutely broke my heart.
That's one thing
heart.
You don't think about is losing the mates.
No, it's the best friend and the friendships. Yeah. Like, it's literally losing your best friend. And especially if...
No, I was talking about the mates, but okay.
Oh, sorry.
Because obviously the breakup is... We all
oh my
know
God, it's so sad. And then if you lose their family as well, it's the saddest part. Yeah. Oh my God, you poor thing. That's firstly, shit, I think it's great that you guys were able to have the conversation. It's obviously so heartbreaking. It's so tough. But it's also very important that time wasn't wasted. You know, you didn't waste another 4 years of each other's lives. And, you know, I think it's very healthy and it's very good that that happened, even though it's fucking devastating and it's heartbreaking. And now you're feeling very alone, which breaks my heart. I think obviously, like we've said, is take it for face value and focus on you. But I think what you need to do is find your people.
Yeah.
I think this now needs to be the chapter in your life where you are finding new people. I know that can be really hard, but it's easier than you think. But even before we talk about like going to Pilates, going to the gym, like I swear, going to Pilates, you proper make friends. Because if you're going like every week, or like if you're going to a little session of something every week, or a book club, like something like this. But even online, I've actually learned that in Ireland, in even Dublin, there's actually loads of Facebook groups where it's just for like girls to meet girls and like just socialize. And like you, it might have been someone that moved city or country, or like there's actually loads of cute Facebook groups that are for this kind of scenario of like when you're an adult, it's really hard to make new friends.
Yeah, that's really nice.
But there is so many opportunities to make new friends.
Yeah,
it's really just about putting yourself out there, which is really scary. I know that. I totally get that. I can't say that I've just like thrown myself into something and made a load of new friends. Well, no, I guess I have. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like, I've done it when I wasn't really feeling maybe so vulnerable and so lost. Like, you're in a very vulnerable place, but maybe that's kind of the best time to do it, is just put yourself out there. What have you got to lose? Like, what have you got to lose by taking up a new hobby? Maybe joining, like, it could be, I don't know, if you're in college or if it's work. Like, there's always people to spend time with and bond with and develop a relationship with. And especially when you're single, it's a really fucking good time to meet new people.
Yeah.
And work on friendships and experience new shit. Yeah.
Just keep yourself busy, because I like that he's respectful about it.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, just...
I think
it's hard to say, like, it's hard to be, like, on try and not enjoy the time. Like, be in it, and obviously you're going to be upset from it, but, like, honestly, like, I was single for the guts of a year before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, oh, I want to go back to being single. But like, I learned you learn so much shit.
So
like, and then when
much.
You get like, and then when me and you got together, it was such a like, different level of mature. It felt like a mature relationship.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing, like, we've no age on that, but I'm hearing, like, they've been together for a while. And
4 years, it was, yeah.
So, and we can imagine she might be quite young. So, it's kind of like, this is all I knew. And that I was like that. But it's like when you get into your next relationship and you take what you've learned, it's that much sweeter and it's that much more mature and it's that much more, like, the communication. Yeah. Everything is so much better.
Yeah. And I think this is the perfect time to learn who you are without him.
Who you are without
him.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It is so heartbreaking. Like, I'm heartbroken.
But it's so important to know who you are.
You have to find out who you are without them. It's so easy. You are probably very codependent on each other, as we all are. Like, me and you, we're codependent. Like, you do become codependent of your person. So it's really, really important that you find out who you are. Maybe even, like, book a little solo weekend, like, down the country or, like, you know, go somewhere. Anyone, like,
get room
explore
service.
Explore who. Yes. Fucking love going away and getting room service and just staying in my room, but also socialize, girly. But I do think this is a really good time for you to learn who you are without him and, like, learn how you cope with things without him. It's amazing that he helped you mentally, but you can also help yourself mentally. Like, we can't rely so much on one person. You have to be your own person without, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's actually, who was saying this? It's like, see life as like a piece of pie. Like, you're a piece of pie, so you have all your pieces of pie, but then, like, your people are like the cream on top and the strawberries on top. So like, you've made up all your pieces of pie, and, like, without that certain someone or something, you still have your full pie.
You're not taking a slice of it.
You're not missing, like, a big chunk of it. So I think
I would say as well, just for me, what I would do, I wouldn't contact him.
No,
I would mute his Instagram. You don't have to unfollow him or anything, but I think the more you see him,
the sooner you distance, the sooner you get over it.
You just get over it then.
100%.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I see every time you text them is 500 step backwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going miles backwards because you're like, it's kind of like you're grieving, but then when you reach out, you've just gone back to the start.
Yeah.
You've undone all your work. It's kind of like a little seed growing in the ground and it's like just about to sprout, and imagine then, like,
you're just
killing it. Like, imagine then when you text,
you're starting again
that little seed is dead and you have to start a new one.
Yeah,
I think that's a good analogy, because, like, you never know when you're just about to sprout, and it's a really annoying, is that the word, a flower is about to sprout. It's like, or it's kind of like a little butterfly in a cocoon, like, it's just about to break out of its cocoon and, like, fly,
and then you're closing it back up again.
But you don't know when that's going to happen. That's
and
the
it's just
fun
gonna
in
happen.
Life, but,
like,
it's just
literally
going
to happen. But the more you hang on to your past,
and,
like, you say then in the email, it was like, I don't know who else to go to, or I was something along the lines of that.
Yeah,
but
other than him,
and that's because that probably goes back to the codependency.
Yeah.
And I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you might think that he was the only one that you've had, but you don't know that your fucking neighbour or your sister or your best mate, I don't know, like, they could then fill that void.
And the best relationship in your life should be with yourself.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I, as much as, like, adore you, need you in my life, need all my people in my life, I think I've gotten to a point of, like, I could fix my problems on my own. I can cope on my own.
And look, we're only getting there now. I'm fucking 28.
After a long
time. So it's like, it's not like...
It's definitely a thing with age as well. And time is the healer as well. Like, right now, it's really hard not to text them. Right now, you feel so alone. But fucking wonderful, magical things happen over time. We just heard our queen, the Ross and Rachel girl, that she's thriving now after a breakup that she thought she wasn't going to get over.
Yeah.
I think we are both...
And look at us, man.
I think
me and you are both heartbroken.
Of,
like,
being absolutely in the gutter, thinking it's the end of the world. What am I going to do? I can't cope without. And you absolutely do cope without, and you get better. Like, you thrive.
You get so
I think
much
you're
better.
A better person.
You get stronger,
than you
man. It's just layers. It's layers on you. Like, and
a
you just get stronger.
A breakup fucking makes you. I swear to God.
I would... That's like... It's one of those things that it's... I've always said it was so shit at the time, but I'm so glad I went through it.
Yeah.
Because I know people...
So glad.
Now look, like, my auntie and uncle met when they're 14, they're still married in their 70s, and, like, one of my best mates met his girlfriend when he was 14, and they live together now, and that's amazing, and I'm delighted.
Yeah.
For me, I think who I am, in terms of, like, I was jealous, I was insecure, I was all these things.
Different person,
a breakup actually just kind of put me on a path that was like, okay, no, like, this is what I want, this is who I need to be.
Yeah.
And it made me spend a year with myself and say,
figure out who you were.
Who the fuck am I? And then I think when me and you got together, we did a lot of soul searching, whatever you want to call it. Like, and the two of us kind of
figured ourselves.
Still, probably had to
alone and together
a few years. Like, we were only, like, in terms of communication, all that stuff. Probably over the last couple of years, we're together five. Like, so it doesn't just happen.
No, But time's the fucking healer.
That's the thing. Like,
and this has happened for a reason. I know sometimes it's a shit saying, but I think what I like to see that saying is you find the reason. You will find, like, everything happens for a reason. It's sometimes that, it's like, that's so fucking unfair. Like, why would that have to happen to me? Why does that have to be a reason? You find the reason, which means you're finding the positive out of it. You're finding the good in why it's happened to you.
And just know that, like it's Friday today. Okay, next Friday I'm going to feel a bit better. 100. Next Friday I'm going to feel a bit better. And then I'm going to be sitting on a beach in June with the girls. Yes. I'm going to feel better.
And sometimes that feels like a million miles away.
But it's like, not. Why can't, like, that shit is going to fly.
I keep used to be like, why can't it just be a year from now? Why can't this be over? When will this end? But you have to go through. It's like I always say about rock bottom. You have to fucking hit low to appreciate life again. And like to actually improve life.
And when you're at rock bottom, there's literally only one way you can
exactly,
go.
Exactly.
You can't go any further
down. Even though how hard. It doesn't. It's really hard. Hard to hear that because you don't believe it, but we're like living proof, and a lot of the girlies that ride in are living proof that like it always gets so much better, even though it doesn't.
Because one way or another, like, it will get better because you're not going to live the rest of your life like you're gonna you are gonna decide one day, okay, fuck this, like, I'm not being sad anymore. The first thing, like, one morning you wake up, it won't be the first thing you think about.
Yeah.
And then it'll be 6 o'clock before you think about it. Yeah. And then it'll be 3 days without thinking about it.
And you're like, whoa, I didn't think about them all week.
And then it's okay to sit in it for a minute and be like, oh, that's a bit sad.
Yeah.
But like, it does get to a point where that just keep going about your shit.
Yeah.
Go about your own stuff. Find stuff that you love. Like, for me, like gym, PlayStation, Spurs, whatever it is. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, they're the things that, okay, read me a book. Take time for yourself and do what you love. Mm-hmm. Because as well as that, for the last 4 years, you've been doing what you guys love.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily not as an individual. What you love. Yeah. He might have been watching the football all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So now you have all that time.
Yeah.
So use it. Don't just sit in your bed and cry I fucking did. So like, do you know what I mean? Like, you do it.
Yeah.
Use the time. Yeah. And then the more you fill that time, the quicker it goes, the quicker it goes, the quicker you get over it.
Yeah. Beautiful, Sambi.
And then you find someone else.
Beautifully put.
Yeah. It's hard, man, but...
It is. It's
this
very
is all
hard,
advice that, like, my mum and dad gave me this advice
when really I was here, and I was like, will you stop? It's hard to listen, but it's honestly, it's truth.
It's so true.
It's real truth. That
you're not going to sit in it forever. So it's not going to last forever, but it's going to be hard now. But I do think that, like what you said with the flower, don't be going backwards and texting.
Yeah. Don't undo the
maybe
work you've done.
Maybe in 3 months you could say, oh, things are well. If you're really wanting to, like, that's fine. But don't be like, I'm really upset. What do I do? Because then... And if he's kind enough to be texting back, and then what happens if he moves on a little bit quicker and then he's still checking in on you and you see him kissing someone, then you're just going to be in an absolute hole.
Communication delays the getting over each other process, and then you're
this
just
is the one time that communication's bad.
It's the only time. We want you to communicate all the time.
Yeah.
But communication with a breakup is like you're really seriously delaying your own moving on and your own process.
Yeah, and I did that, and like
we all do it.
Yeah, mine went on for a year longer.
I was a businesswoman of drunk texting and like not letting it go. And if I had just stopped so much sooner, I would have gotten over it so much sooner. Oh,
like,
my
the
God.
Minute you just decide, like, I can only speak from my experience, is that it was broken up.
Yeah.
Communication continued. Yeah. Got back together.
Yeah.
Ooh, months later.
Having
another 3 or 4 months later, got back together for another probably only 6 months or whatever. Wild. It wasn't good when we got back together because the problems are all still there. And then the minute it was done again, it was very much a kind of, okay, that's pretty final.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you move on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, and it's just, and they move on and everyone's happier and you'll find your Sophie or you'll find your Sam or you'll find whoever. And it's just different. The second time around is different, like, or the third or the fourth or the fifth, whatever it is. Like, but as you mature, but you need to be able to sit with yourself, love yourself, be content with yourself. Because I think then if you're bringing, like, I brought some shit into our relationship and we not struggled, like, but we had stuff to deal with in the first couple of years because I brought past stuff into it. And now I can look back and say, geez, like, what? Now, I was lucky enough that we got through it. Like, it might not, but then it would be the next relationship.
Yeah.
And I would have learned, okay, that's don't bring your shit into it. Do you know what I mean? But that's because I didn't love myself at the time. But now it's like you can sit and be happy with yourself, and that's the main thing. Because at the end of the day, you're on your own in your own head. No one else is in there.
It's seriously, it's the most important relationship in your life is you're with literally, yourself.
Yeah, like you talk to yourself all day, yeah. every day.
You're trapped with yourself. You're so trapped with yourself. You may as well love it.
Yeah, you may as well get on with it.
You may as well be kind to yourself. You really popped off today, Sambe. I think you kind of carried.
I got a bit philosophical there.
You got very philosophical, very deep. Didn't wow, yeah. You kind of carried. I feel like I didn't really say much. But you've said everything that had to be said.
Yeah, I just feel for her, man.
I know, so do I. I'm heartbroken for her. But she's going to be fine.
Yeah, you're going to be so fine.
And you're going to put yourself out there. You're going to find new people. Yeah. Okay, girlies, on such a nice, positive note, we're going to leave you there. That was Day for Just QRA. We're very sorry again for our off-scheduling. We will not let it happen again.
It's Sophie's fault. It,
yeah, blame me. Blame me. You can blame me.
Well, it wasn't me. There's two of us on the fucking podcast. So.
Okay, girlies, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Naked Fashion.
We love you so much. Thank you for sponsoring the Girly Woolly Show featuring Sambe. The link is below. Sorry, am I taking over? Sam's looking at me. Do you want to say it? Say it.
No, I'm just lost. I'm looking at you.
You're lost in my eyes. So the link is below. There will be a code for you below or a discount to updated sales, and you can shop below. Thank you so much, Naked. We love you so much, and we'll chat to you next week.
See you next week,
love
guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye.